when I think about and remember how there was no way out and you rescued me. There's no reason why you loved me then and you love me now. At least no reason I can see. You had always been my closest friend, even though I'd never defended that. I was so far away, as far as ever I could stray, but you were there to bring me back.
This is Terry Clark, and Thank You, Jesus was a simple prayer written down in a little notebook of mine that was one of those milestone moments of intimate conversation with the Lord. The words just came directly and quickly in a prayerful expression. After a while in conversation with reading his word and hearing him speak so personally to me, then I just had this spontaneous response, which really wound up to be, I tell people, it's really the story of my life. My life just kind of poured out in thanksgiving for the fact that he's there and that he's provided all that he has for all that I need. That was in my little notebook for probably over a year, just as a written prayer. And then something interesting happened because it began to be clear that it was maybe time to begin to put some music to that, because the music began to ring in my head as I would remember the prayer. The music began to be audible in my mind, and as that began to happen, then it just, it was almost like I was tuning in to the music that was already playing to the prayer, and that it was a song all along. So as a result, over these years, that every time I play and sing the song, it's a new and fresh conversation with the Lord about the same issues, but with today's added perspectives. It's always true every time. And that's why I believe that Jesus wanted to make it a public thing, because it winds up to be all our lives' stories. And in view of the reality of his life, then this is what we want to say. But we want to say it with more than a song or with a few words. We want to say it with our lives.